Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
I know what all the recties are thinking. Trey, you got from last week, I was going to a little boys weekend. What must be nice? Mm-hmm. Getting full night's rest. Well, and a lot of you will be glad to hear this. My kids managed to wake me up across state lines.
Yeah, of course.
1 a.m. phone rings. Kathleen Kennedy. You talk about, I mean, the scariest moment of my life.
It was more like midnight.
12:30.
Okay.
and I mean, of course, this is only disaster. I mean, the things that went through my mind.
I'm sure. Sorry to scare you.
Well, no, not like that. I know you well enough to know, like, this probably isn't that big a deal. But wait, sorry, you look lovely.
Keep going.
Today.
All right.
No, it wasn't like that. It was. I knew it just had to be a. So yeah, I answer. Well, a few hours later, I get a text. I'm by the bonfire with my buddies, just catching up with friends I haven't seen and, you know, rarely see over the years. I mean, it's just one of those great, great nights. We're belly laughing, catching up, text, look down, Eva, fever. I mean, almost dove headfirst in the bonfire. I go, no, this is the scary. And 1 a.m. call, I think, because then you're paranoid. I think Miles got what Eva has. Like he's gagging.
He like had a bunch of snot and like as he was sleeping was just laying there like gagging on a snot over and over. So I was like so scared to go to sleep because.
You said, I swear he said his first words and he went, joking.
I did not say that. But he was like 7 weeks old and that's really not good if he gets a fever and I was alone and.
How'd that conversation go?
Really bad.
Okay. Well, I want your opinion on that after the intro here. Thanks for coming back, Recties. Great episode today. We got a bunch of great submissions from y'all. Thanks again. In later episode, I really dislike when someone goes, we've been married for 3 years. Here's our book on marriage. But you've been through three newborns now. So you're an expert.
You think I'm an expert?
I think so. Three newborns? You've done it.
Okay.
So Katie's going to give some sound advice at the end.
Okay.
For anyone expecting or desiring that.
Okay.
A lot of funny stories. So give us 5 stars. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
By the way, I swear my back is feeling better because of I changed my wallet. I mean, I couldn't even use that. I don't know how I did it all these years.
You were sitting on a rock.
It was amazing. Ridge Wallet, proud sponsor of the pod. You know Ridge. They make amazing wallets. They also have luggage, power banks, and premium everyday gear. And they're back with their legendary sweepstakes for their 6th year. And this time it's bigger than ever. So we got a great offer, you guys. Don't go anywhere. I love their wallets because I had a giant like trifold, like a boomer before. But listen, Tony Hawk is the official spokesperson this year. So that, you know, it's going to be insane. And 2 lucky winners will get to choose between a Lamborghini Huracan Sturato.
Oh my gosh.
A Ford Hennessy Velociraptor, a souped up Ford Bronco, or $100,000 in cash. Oh. So yeah. Oh my gosh. What would you choose?
I think I would pick the souped up Ford Bronco.
You would. Pull up to the little mom's morning out in that.
Yeah.
Hey, girls. I'm going. Dude, a Lamborghini is insane.
The $100,000 in cash is kind of hard to turn down, but I don't really know what a velociraptor is.
Well, the Hennessy Velociraptor is an insane 558 horsepower twin turbo truck. It's basically an American muscle car put into an all-terrain truck, dude.
Okay.
So, I mean, what are you guys waiting for? Try to get some of this. Ridge is a game changer. We love it here. You'll love it too. No matter what you pick, Ridge is free shipping, a 99-day risk-free trial, and over 100,000 five-star reviews. So ready to upgrade your wallet and maybe your ride for a limited time. Head to Ridge.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout for 10% off your order and a chance to win Ridge's biggest sweepstakes ever. A Lamborghini, a Velociraptor, a Bronco, or $100,000. No purchase necessary to enter, but every dollar you spend gets you more entries. So once again, that's Ridge.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, Correct Opinions. And after you purchase, tell them we sent you. Go now, Ridge.com, code Correct Opinions. At my buddy's weekend, we talked a lot. It's just so funny. We're getting older. We grilled beautiful pork tenderloin and made like risotto. And then
that's fancy.
Talked about our children and finances. And
wow.
Yeah, I brought up this Cash App, the proud sponsor, Cash App, and how they now have managed accounts for ages, kids age 6 to 12. A couple guys have kids that old. And they were like, I'm going to check that out. So check this out, y'all. The account runs through you. So Cash App has this account you can manage for your kids age 6 through 12. Runs through you, so you're not just watching from the sidelines. You're actually in it with them, and that's why makes it a real teaching tool. Every time money comes in or goes out, it's a chance to talk about it together. You set the spending limits. You can unlock or unlock their Cash App Visa card anytime from your own app. So whether it's birthday money or an allowance, you see it all and help guide the decisions along the way.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So for a limited time, new Cash App customers who are parents can use our exclusive referral code FAMILY10 to earn $10. That's FAMILY10, all one word. Download Cash App, enter the referral code in your profile, FAMILY10, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll receive $10. Terms apply. Just as easy as that, y'all. Download Cash App today and open a managed account for your child. Visit our link in bio. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. And the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Savings and offerings provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Parents and legal guardians can open a managed account for kids 6 to 12. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brother hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Okay, so I'm alone at night. Eva has a fever. Miles is gagging on his snot. Thomas has been waking up every night. And so I'm a little on edge, I would say, going into the night. He just keeps gagging and I'm doing the snot sucker. Oh my gosh, if he gets a fever, I'm playing out all the scenarios in my head. And I just was getting really worked up. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to call Trey. He's surely still awake hanging out with his friends. It's 12:30. He's with a bunch of guys. And
responsible men.
I call and he is not awake. And he answers and I immediately know that he was not awake. And I immediately get really annoyed. because I'm like, Trey, I'm kind of telling him the situation. And to be honest, I just get nothing. You literally say nothing. And I'm like,
I went mute.
This is a joke, right?
You know that if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all thing. I sat there just kind of like rejecting the words I wanted to say repeatedly. It took like a full minute. Like, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. And what did I say? Because I remember you going, great conversation, real helpful.
Yeah.
What did I say something? I don't even remember. I blacked out.
Yeah.
I just didn't say much. I was like, it'll be fine.
No, you were just like, how was your day? I'm like, that's not why I'm calling you right now.
I try to distract. What?
It just made me way more mad. And so then, because I know him, I know he was asleep, and he is not very nice sometimes when he wakes up from a dead sleep.
We're all sleep deprived.
Right.
I mean, I was in a coma sleep. But it's the classic, you know, you're like, great combo, hung up. And then you roll over. It's like when you do this with your own spouse in your own bed. You roll over and you go, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to go to sleep like this. Yeah, I don't care. And then 30 seconds passes, you go, I can't actually. And I called you right back. And that'd be so much.
We ended up talking it out, and he helped me get through so I could go back to sleep. And
we both apologized.
Miles,
I don't know what you apologized for.
Miles did fine the rest of the night. Eva never woke up. She woke up with no fever the next morning. Miles was better the next morning.
Oh my God. And I just laid there thinking, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to drive home tomorrow. You know, you just woke up the next day. You're like, everyone's fine, healthy, happy.
I know. I was playing that out in my head too. I'm like, I don't want to make him have to come home, but like, where's the line here of like, what, like, I think if Eva woke up like legitimately really sick, I was gonna need you to come.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm not. You gotta have some of that. That's real life.
Like, it's like scare me to death. That was like the first night away, or you were gone another night, but we had someone here. That was my first night alone with all three at the house. Something was bound to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't shocked you were calling. I was like, well, I could see some little, like, you know, I heard a noise.
I dropped off Eva this morning at preschool. I was kind of like looking at all the moms. I'm really assessing. I'm really trying to not go, like we talked about last week. I'm trying to like look more put together when I'm going out and about in public. So I was kind of like observing the other parents dropping kids off.
Anyone impress you?
No one this morning impressed me, but there have been people in the past. I mean, I say that I got ready in like 10 minutes, so I looked semi put together, but I was looking around at all the parents chewing gum. I was also
interesting detail.
I was,
you don't like you're wow, we're getting judgy. I was
one of them.
And the reason, way they were doing it?
No, just that they were chewing gum. And the only reason I was observing that is because I was also chewing gum. And the reason I was chewing gum is because I had not brushed my teeth yet.
Ooh, wow. A lot of these women are going through it. I mean, it's 9 a.m. What have they been doing all morning?
So wrangling children. But you didn't brush your teeth?
What?
You got all dolled up, but you didn't brush your teeth?
I was one step away from brushing my teeth. Okay. And then a kid came in and it was done. My time was done. And
dude, moms.
So then I thought, like,
going through it.
I'm thinking, like, man, all of us out here. If you see a parent 9 a.m. or before chewing gum, they didn't.
That's
brush their
true.
Teeth.
They throw that thing in the car. They go, I'm gonna need this. That's the only effort I've put in this morning to not be disgusting because I had no time.
Usually, I am I brush my teeth. I came home and brushed. I don't think I did.
No, brushing teeth. You don't need to brush your teeth as much as they say. I think dentists are running a real, that's another, maybe a separate whole podcast, but they, twice a month, twice a year, twice a day,
I think
they can cut all this in half.
I'm definitely.
And the flossing, dude. And that last time I went, I do the, you know, those little like pre-made picker flossers.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, those really aren't any good either. I go, well, now this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was my observation this morning at drop off.
It was the first day of school for us. And, the same complaint we have every year is with drop off, half the parents don't know what they're doing. We go through the same thing every year.
People are kind of like walking around, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that's become like a meme of like, oh, you're going to be too cool and make fun of parents like on social media that they don't know how to do it. Like, but it's awful. Like,
yeah, so what, does they don't get in the car lines correctly? Or yeah. We're not really to that point yet. We're still a little school.
Yeah.
We have a spot where you're supposed to zipper, and there's parents that won't zipper correctly.
Oh.
Or they're looking down at their phone. Somebody even going the wrong way.
But man, the carpool line. Yeah.
What color is your family car?
We drove our golf cart to drop off today.
Oh, fun.
Oh, it was awesome.
We had a bunch of looks.
Is this a new golf cart?
Yeah, new golf cart.
You got a looks. People don't like this.
maybe some judgmental, like, what are you doing? Are you too?
See, because we are in a situation where once they get to their, not their pre-K, once they get to school, it's walkable, but a golf cart would be sick. But we're not, we live in a neighborhood that's like everyone here sends their kids to this little school. You don't see any golf carts. I've seen one or two.
This seems like a very
golf. Why can't we normalize this? Golf carts are the best, dude. I grew up.
I don't know. Are there some rules against it or something?
I don't know.
We're getting a license plate for ours. It's classified as a golf.
You have like the 6-seater?
Yeah. I'll show you right
That's
now.
That's sick.
You're going to love
it. So how long of a drive is it in the golf cart?
1 mile.
That's pretty good distance. And what does it take? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you on like 45 in this thing?
It goes maxes out at 25.
Oh. When'd you get this?
Last week. It's got a little table right here.
Oh my gosh. The awesome? Car seat.
That thing is so cool. That's like really nice.
Yeah, that's a nice golf cart.
It's awesome. A 6-seater?
Yeah. There's like a bench right here that we have the booster seats on.
Oh, I see.
They had to be. Seats. Oh, yeah. Car seats in and everything.
Yeah. And there's crazy LEDs throughout. It's awesome.
Oh, they show up. They go, oh, look at this guy. Yeah. Flexing. That's awesome. Yeah, I want one of those so bad.
I'll send you a link. They're so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We should look into that. Like the city.
Because then, because nearby is like, we're like a 15-20 minute walk to some like bars, restaurants.
Take the cart.
Yeah. But if you could get a hop in the cart, I mean, why isn't the neighborhood doing this? You should start a movement.
Yeah. You will start it.
I don't really get, I really can't fathom why not. I grew up, we had a little double wide lake cabin. And so it was like this kind of rural lake community. And my dad got this old used orange Oklahoma State golf cart. Which was, I think it was a little bit for fun, a little bit like start getting the foundation for some driving, which my 3-year-old sister still can't really drive. So I don't know if it took with her. She might listen to this. She's a terrifying driver. And she hates when we tell her that. And it's not bad driving. It's she has like 17 speeding tickets. She's a lunatic. she's never been a wreck, I don't think, but wow.
Yeah.
She would whip that thing around. But it was like the most fun thing. Driving a golf cart is so much fun for no reason. Like when I go golfing, I go, let me drive this
thing. I haven't driven a golf cart in a very, very long time.
We've taken night trips every day with the kids. And then it is crazy though. You hop into like a 5,000-pound vehicle to go a couple miles. Like,
right.
Not being hippy dippy, but like, that's crazy. That
I guess the fear. Man, is there, I don't know, because it is a neighborhood. There's not likely someone's going to T-bone you.
I mean, I think that's why we don't see it, because we're sandwiched between two major roads. So it's like, we wouldn't want to get on those two major roads.
But to get to the school and the shops and stuff, you can avoid all the major roads.
Yeah.
We could take a back way.
You have to cross one kind of busy road. Yeah, back road it. Anyway, we're going to start this move up.
Yeah.
The first time I drove a golf cart, I did run into something. Also,
well, yeah,
I was and young.
I tell you, I'm trying to be nice. You're getting every day getting closer to that garage. I mean, it's really amazing. Every day I go, as you're going, I go, do you realize you're a literal inch? I mean, it's confident. I go, yeah, I know. But I go, do you really know? Because it's like, it's crazy how close you're getting to it.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty close, huh?
Oh man, that was the best ever when you did it straight up, hit the garage, and then in the next 24 hours I hit our other car.
Yeah,
I go, dang it.
Yeah, happens.
I couldn't believe that. It's, well, I think within the first month of owning our giant SUV, we both hit something.
Yes,
there is certainly an adjustment with that vehicle. All right, should we just correct opinions?
Yeah, hold on. Do you remember that? Have I told the story? I think we have. When we were dating, and I scraped my car against a concrete pole, and I was just like not having a good day at all, and I did it, and I wouldn't even look at the damage. I just got out of my car and took a picture with my phone and didn't even look at it and went inside.
Just crying, looking away. Oh.
And then I think I like sent it to you. I don't know. It was a whole, I was not in a good place.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we were dating, and I think later you confessed that you said, I went up into my apartment, went in my closet.
I think I just went in my room. I didn't have a closet and just like laid on the floor.
And lied on the wood floor crying
yeah.
in the fetal position.
Yeah. Every woman will understand. Oh, yeah.
And it's a, that's what I miss. It's a bummer. You're too busy with kids now. You don't have time to do a fetal position cry.
I don't.
But right. You used to love those. Like,
I meant,
and in the closet. You really liked that once we got a walk-in closet. Well,
it's because that's always where my, like we talked about last week, that's kind of where my downfall is I'm not doing good and then I can't figure out what to wear.
Nothing to wear. I walk in and you're lying on the ground, semi-naked, fetal position, crying. Like that's,
yeah, I go,
what, that's what it's like to be a woman.
I feel
that's
like I don't
crazy.
Have time for crying in general right now. So I don't.
Yeah, there's pros and cons because we used to really draw it out. And now you cry for like a few seconds and then a kid's like, why is my pee-pee big? And he like says that in the middle of your cry and you go, what?
Wait, there's a, video, there's a woman that we watched a couple weeks ago about like being a parent, and I found another one of her videos and she was just like saying like being sad while you're a parent is like so humbling, like you're kind of in your like you're in like a deep like dark moment and some kid is like wipe my poop please,
yeah,
and you're like crying and you're like wiping someone else's poop, you're like it's a dark moment.
You gotta get it together while you're crying.
Yeah.
You're like getting a baby squirrel out of your living room. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. All right. Yeah. Correct opinions. You have one?
I do. My correct opinion is we should not be making it okay for people to wear eye patches out in public.
Okay. Tell me about this because I see you in the eye patches, which you've thrown me a couple of times. I've yet to understand the purpose.
I like to think they're doing something.
They're not doing anything. It's a big scam. It's just like lotion on it, right?
I mean, it's just like helping whatever serum is in the eye patch like absorb better.
Supposedly. But I see you in those. And yeah, I've noticed I've seen a couple influencers be like at their Pilates class with them on their face.
I've seen people post that they're like at the airport. And they're not like the ones I have usually are a little bit more clear looking. It's like they're wearing these like big white ones or big blue ones or whatever it is. Like just out and about, and I'm kind of like, what? Why is this? What are we doing here?
Like every correct opinion every week will just it's just about people how they look. But we're devolving year by year. We used to wear suits, and now people are like, I'm gonna go ahead and get ready in public.
Yeah, that's
you
yeah.
You go get ready before the public.
I just because a lot of times, I guess why I'm most confused is that a lot of times those eye patches they really stay on for a max of 20 minutes.
Do they wear them half the day?
Why are they still on? Maybe you just took them off before you got out of the car? If you want to wear them in the car, sure. But you're telling me your ride to the airport was longer than 20 minutes. I'm sure it was. Why do you still have them on at the airport?
Great opinion. It's out of control.
I'm just very
confused.
You're going
to raise the standards. My correct opinion. Get your honey off my pizza. Oh. Enough's enough. It's every pizza shop in America. They go, we got this one. It's got honey all over it.
Hot honey specifically, right?
Yeah. I go, I don't, you know, that was fun once or twice, but now I don't need sugar pizza. This is crazy. How fat are we trying to be in this country? I don't want your hot honey on pizza. I want my pizza to taste like pizza. And furthermore, the honey and a lot of stuff, the fitness influencer community has people out of control. They're putting honey in like cottage cheese. They're putting honey in beef. They're putting honey on fruit. Fruit has sugar.
Yeah. Why do people put honey on
fruit?
Well,
it drives me nuts. They go, well, honey has like a couple tiny benefits more than sugar. I mean, it's just sugar. But I think they go, since bees make it, let's just put it on everything. I don't know. I don't get it. It's a little much. And we need to slow down with the honey. Stop putting your honey on all my stuff. I don't even like honey that much. I think it's too sweet.
You and Thomas. Thomas doesn't like honey. Mm-mm. I mean, Thomas doesn't like a lot of things, but it's weird that he doesn't like honey.
Yeah. Like a honey in my coffee I don't want.
Honey ham is the best for Thanksgiving. That is so much better than a
honey does belong on some
turkey.
Things. Well, maturing is realizing a turkey still is the... I grew up, like, you'll give me the honey ham, but now you get a properly cooked turkey. That is Thanksgiving. And turkey's great. And that's another argument. And I'll love seeing a honey ham. But that could get too sweet, too. Anyway, mainly the pizza. Get your hot honey off my pizza. That's all I can taste when I eat it.
It's fair.
I don't want pizza now.
I'm pretty hungry.
I'm starving.
Pretty hungry.
Well, Thomas didn't make it to his little school. We usually drop off the school and then we pop in a coffee shop. So we didn't have that.
Yeah.
Oh. I did. I go, what? 100's not a real fever. He could have gone.
Okay. Yeah. The standard is if your child has a fever, they don't go to school.
I'm kidding. Of course. That's very inconsiderate.
Yeah. But
some people have no choice.
I was going to say this is maybe going to ruffle some feathers, but I do feel like that's more the difference between like preschool / Mother's Day out and like daycare. Like a lot of times
daycare. They'll drop off a kid with leprosy.
Yeah.
They go, I got to get to work.
Which, because those are a lot of times working parents who have a PTO situation. And so it feels like there's, you know, I'm at home if the kid needs to stay at home.
I got to save the PTO to go to Cancun. All y'all getting chicken pox. Yeah, yeah.
Are people, I saw a video of a woman with chicken pox recently.
Didn't we eradicate that?
Yeah, we did.
That's so, I can't wrap my head around that. That we've actually experienced as a generation the eradication of a disease. Like our kids will never experience
it. Did you have chicken pox?
Oh, yeah.
We're the last ones.
The classic, yeah. And then there was like my parents, they had friends. They're like, we got chicken pox, come over.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have all our kids lick each other or something. Yeah. And then both me and my sister got it. And we just did that for the week.
Yeah.
Wild. Just red bumps all over you.
I think that have you guys experienced this with your kids in school? The one I'm like least looking forward to is I really hope we never come across lice.
I knew you were going to say lice. We did have a scare. We never got it, but we've had the scare.
So I know nothing about lice. What can you tell me?
You've never had lice? I had lice once as a kid.
Really? I've never had it. I don't feel like I've known anyone who's ever had it. What's it like?
My head itches thinking about it now. So thank you guys for that. But like
you just have to, like fumigate your home because they are like these little tiny bugs that could get on anything.
Yeah.
And they lay eggs in your hair and you have to go through.
See, yeah. And it wasn't dirty enough to have this. You had this?
So,
Let me tell you how I got it.
Yes or no?
Yes. Let me tell you how I got it.
You're kind of,
We were at home. We were little kids and our neighbor who I think was in like kindergarten or first grade, like came over to play. And
who are you hanging out with?
After she came over to play, my mom was like, it's a school day. Why are you not in school? And her mom called and was like, is so-and-so over there? She's not at school because she has lice. And my mom's like, why is she over here? And then we got lice.
You have to buzz your head?
No, you have to go through your hair with a tiny comb. All your stuffed animals, you have to like wash or fume. It's just like.
I'm buzzing. I know. Eva comes home with lice, buzz.
No, you are not.
Yeah, you can do that these days. It's cheek. It's chic.
I almost said not cheek.
It's chic.
Buzzing.
Eva's she can pull hair. Off a buzz. She's a pretty girl.
That doesn't mean we're going to buzz her hair.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
You've never had lice, though. That's
Well, I know. I was running around a different kind of group. Katie grew up in a rougher part of town. And,
yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know you had lice. Is it one of those like you get it once and never again?
No.
Like mono?
It's not. No.
Well, you just got a lot of good, probably like a good grounds for lice.
Oh, I do.
Mine can't. They can't cling to mine.
So much hair.
So when we get lice, you're probably going to get it when our kids get it.
Okay.
Not me.
It's not good.
I barely have any hair.
I don't know if that's like.
Dude, you know what a real low is when you get older and your hair's thinning? I have to sunscreen my scalp. Mm. I was over there going, pss, 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 pss. That's a bummer.
I just thought, can you get lice in your beard? That's gross. Ew.
Boy, that's an easy just get a clean razor shave.
I know, but just
the they go away,
that.
Right? That's all you have to do. Like if you really wanted to, you could just shave your head bald and lice would be gone, right?
I think they get on your like blankets and pillows and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a full house detox if you get it.
You shave your head bald, you leave your house, and you fumigate it for like 48 hours. Done?
I have no idea. I don't know.
All right, well, let's get lice for content.
Oh, my God.
Let's get some submissions. Thank you, Rexy, again for hitting us up. TreyKeener.com/correctopinions. Okay, let's see here. Story time, someone writes in. The other day, I was at a community pool with my toddler. He had won a ticket to get a free treat from the snack bar. We ended up getting one of those double popsicles with two sticks that are connected in the middle to share. Meanwhile, this other child was bouncing around us, borderline harassing us. No parents in sight. He's about 6 years old. I tried to gently create some space, but he just kept coming back. When I broke the popsicle in half and I was handing it to my toddler, the six-year-old came out over and took a bite out of the one that was other hand, then walked away. Without even thinking about it, I caught up with the six-year-old and put the bitten popsicle down his swim trunks right in between the cheeks.
Oh, wait, what?
It was then that I woke up. I swear to you that my very first thought was, that was the right call. I absolutely stand by the actions of my dream self.
Oh my gosh.
This is a woman who's in it really deep. When you're having dreams like this, you're
you're not
experiencing
good.
A lot of other things in life. Yeah, and I get it. I mean, I do fear the kids aren't quite old enough yet, but you start to see like the actions of if you just watch like a 5-year-old do something annoying you, I can't do anything.
Well, we had
a 6-year-old come up and just shove your kid down. What would you do?
Well, we had that situation at the park the other day, and I could tell we both kind of like, it was a complete accident. This little boy just rammed into Thomas. Like he was running and he looked back and just wiped Thomas out off. Like he was standing up on kind of this platform. And
he did go, sorry, and he ran off.
Yeah, it was an accident, but you could tell. I felt like we both kind of were like.
Well, I didn't see it. I was like, what? I was trying to figure it out. Like, did he just come up and shove him around? Like, he didn't mean to. I was like, but, Thomas.
Yeah.
What do you do if your kid like doesn't get picked for a game and like all the other ones get picked? So you kind of see a little bit of bowling there. Ooh. Do you step in or do you?
I think that's real life. You got to adjust there. That. Oh.
I don't want to see that. I'm not ready for that stuff.
Yeah. Have you experienced that?
No, my kid's a bully. No.
Yeah.
We've had to step in and just say like, oh, just play nice. Or like tell our kid, hey, you can tell them no. Or like if a friend's being a little too dominant, you could tell them you don't like that.
Yeah.
You're not going to play. But we try to let them handle it themselves a little.
Right. Yeah. You got to. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. That's especially like, I feel like we have a friend group that's close enough and that's kind of really the only like outside friends we're playing with right now with the kids. So I feel comfortable enough like knowing what their expectations are for the kid, but it definitely gets probably a little bit weirder when you
school's tough
school friends, then like you don't know the parents as well and you're like, I don't know, I know my friends would be fine with me saying something to their child, but I don't,
my oldest, she's dominant at soccer, but at recess she was told only boys can play this. I mean, I was ready to go to war, but I was like, oh no, this is a good teaching moment. Say like, you're scared to play me, and then she
nice. Wait, what? I need to, because this happened to me.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Did she play? So what happened?
This was first grade. So she got really embarrassed and then ended up like not playing. I told her, well, it's probably because they're scared that, you'll beat them because she's really good. And one of the boys, another boy that wasn't part of the bowling but was there, it was on our soccer team, was like, hey, stand up for her. You see that she can hang with you guys. Like, let the boys know if she can play. And he did. He was a good like mediator for that, helper.
That literally same scenario happened to me where the boys told me I couldn't play soccer. And then there was one kid who like knew me and was like playing. And he was, I was in elementary school. I don't like maybe second or third grade. Yeah. And it was like, it was kind of this, like, I remember they were like, fine, you can play with us tomorrow. And I was ready. I like wore my my athletic clothes to school and like
ponytail was tight.
Yeah, I was ready and I was like, I'm gonna show them. And
how'd it go?
I remember showing them.
It's funny, man. Yeah, I went through the same thing where like all the girls would be doing like a little theater like in the park and they told me girls only.
Yeah.
They go, that's not fair. And I did. I had to, my little sister had to vouch for me, and I got to go in there, and they said I could hang.
Wow.
They know I could hang, yeah.
Wow, that's so good. Special.
Yeah. Wow, we're such a good pair.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Okay, dear Trey and Katie, last week during the podcast, Derek, aka Family Man, made a hilarious joke, and both of you didn't hear it or didn't acknowledge it.
Oh my gosh, it was
so good, it needs to be acknowledged. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, and I was going to make a post about it, how perfect joke went unheard.
Wow.
You don't have any clue at all.
No, so he goes, what happened was in the podcast, Katie was talking about how Trey cannot resist a passing tray of food.
Uh-huh.
She said, you can't pass it.
And then Derek said, Katie, you couldn't resist a passing tray either.
The perfect joke that deserved way more.
Wow. I guess we didn't hear it. We missed it. Wow.
Totally missed
it. Wordplay at its finest. Neither of you heard it and you didn't acknowledge it. So I wanted to do it for you. Great job, Derek. Keep up the great work. Okay. Sorry. That's a good joke. You put it in there.
That was good.
I think it didn't register because she actually can resist me quite well. So maybe we blocked that out.
It's funny.
No, you've been flirting a lot lately.
Oh, have I?
Yeah. It is funny when we show, what am I trying to say? We're interested in one another. I should give you like a kiss or a hug and we looked down and Eva's, the kids are like staring at you. And it's really cute because they're smiling because I think they're kind of like, what's happening? It's weird, but like, I like this, but.
Yeah, Eva used to get really mad when that happened. Remember, yeah. She'd be like,
no. Well, now she's.
Yeah.
I forgot that. When I'd hug you, she'd be like, no hug mommy.
Yeah, no hug mommy.
Like, what? Okay, we got a bunch of submissions here. Let's see here. Okay. What's up, Trey, Katie, and Family Man Derek? I'm interested to hear all your opinions on this scenario. A few years ago, my dad turned 80 and my whole family traveled back home to surprise him for his birthday. Although I was excited to surprise my dad, the surprise party came immediately after I spent 4 days traveling home from Mozambique. This trip consisted of a 24-hour layover in Lisbon, where I slept on my friend's floor, and two overnight flights before finally arriving at my parents' house. All of this after spending most of the previous month in Africa sick with either food poisoning, flu, or an ear infection. Needless to say, I was very tired when I reached the surprise party. Once I got there, I was talking with my sister, who had given birth to her third a few months before, and I mentioned that I was tired from all the travel. She responded, don't talk about being tired until you've been pregnant for 9 months. I felt a type of way about that, especially since I'd traveled 4 days across the continents with almost no sleep to be there. Although I know carrying a baby is hard, I feel like mothers be acting like everything else in life pales in comparison. Maybe I'm being insensitive, but shouldn't I be allowed to share that I'm tired and receive some sympathy without being shamed because I can't get pregnant? Well, if you can't get pregnant, that's super mean. What's it? If you physically can't get pregnant, that's a crazy thing to say. But
right, but it's a man, right?
Oh,
both are still crazy.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Is it?
I think it's so much complaining. I think it had jokes. No, I'm kidding.
But wait, is it?
It must be a man. Yes.
Okay.
That
was very.
How funny if it's a woman. She's like, well, I physically can't get pregnant. Why am I getting? Well, that's insane.
That was
it's
very sensitive of you to recognize that. But I do
yes,
think it's a man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a man. Curious to everyone's thought. It is pretty funny. As if I, as some dude, and your sister's like, shut up. You've never been pregnant. She just loves to say that to her brother. It's, you know, a brother sister relationship. But it sounds like quite the ordeal. I'm sure you were tired. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a woman. You've been pregnant. I'll let you answer.
You are allowed to be tired, right? Like you are physically tired from that. But I just think that it's hard to have a lot of sympathy for that because, oh, <yeah. laughs> because it was. It sounds like you had a rough like month, which I guess your sister is trying to tell you that like. She has had rough, like pregnancy is 9 months of like kind of in and out roughness. And then you have the kid and then you aren't sleeping for months again. And I think that was kind of her point of like, I'm sorry, you've had a bad month, but
get it together for dad's party.
Yeah. I'm sure you were tired. You would be tired, but. I can see where she's coming from.
And it's just tough when it's kind of like, imagine if you went to someone in a wheelchair, their legs don't work and you just did, you just did 3 marathons in a month and your knees hurt so bad. And then you go to the person with the chair, you go, I can barely walk. I'm sure that's true. And that's allowed to be true, but it's kind of like, just maybe complain to somebody.
It's not the right audience.
Yeah.
Maybe pick a different audience. You should have maybe gone to some men. And
the woman who just came off her third pregnancy, she has no time for this.
Yeah.
She goes, well, your international travels tuckered you out. I have a human making my nipples bleed.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers your question.
Is Trey allowed to be tired? Like, is he allowed to say I'm tired, or does it just get story topped every time? Because I'm not allowed to be tired.
No. And it is funny. Yeah, I came home Sunday, and of course, much was expected of me. I feel like I delivered.
Yeah. I do let you be tired. I recognize when you're tired, and I say.
I didn't come home Sunday to you going here.
Yeah.
And like doing nothing. Correct.
And this morning.
You took a 2-hour nap and I did good. But at the same time, you realize I was tired because I'd hung out with old buddies and caught up and we're all dads. So we'd hang out till midnight and you're in a new setting and the sun blares in. We all woke up at 6. You're like,
And this morning, I actually, usually you get up with the toddlers, but I got up with Thomas.
I didn't notice that. Thank you.
When we got up in the middle of the night, I remember falling asleep and I remember you saying I'm wide awake. So I wasn't sure how long you were awake laying there. So
it's very nice of you. You let me sleep 30 more minutes than you. Mm-hmm. That's big.
Yeah.
But I did wake up. Thomas woke up at 3 a.m. and
I went
in there and turned the lights on in the closet and got fully dressed, washed my face, trying to wake myself up. And you just go, hey, it's the middle of the night. So part of me was like, oh, thank goodness. I was like, gosh, I'm exhausted. It's 3 a.m. But then it was almost like we went in there and he was so sweet and went back to sleep easy. That should have been a clear indication. Because recently he's been fighting it hard. Yeah. I don't want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And he woke up ill. And you go, well, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because last night he went to bed without a peep. And we're like, oh. We're making improvements. Yeah. Well, no.
He was just tired and
sick, just mildly. It's great. And it's great too. We've done the whole, if you're sick, it's a bummer being sick. So we can watch a little TV. You can have, ice cream. You usually want it. 8 a.m. He goes, what about that ice cream?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, all right, what? Easy, man. Yeah.
Did you take the Warby Parker glasses to the lake?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for them all weekend. Yeah.
Sorry.
But they're nice because they're polarized.
They were awesome. Yeah. You should have. I think at 1 a.m. phone call, you mentioned them.
Yeah. Wear my sunglasses.
By the way, wear my sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wore them all weekend. They're great. They're durable.
They are.
Played yard games in them. They fell off my head, went in the dirt, sunscreen. Still looking good. Warby Parker. I've been wearing them before they were a proud sponsor of the pod.
Yes.
They have sunglasses, eyeglasses, contacts, prescriptions, all the good stuff. We love them. You guys will love them too. Everything's super clean, modern, and affordable. So they don't just make buying glasses easier. They make the entire experience easier. You can go in one of their stores and get an eye exam right there. No running around in multiple spots. No guessing if your prescription's up to date. You can get anti-reflective, scratch-resistant, plus UV protective coatings, all for $95. So we have an offer for you guys. Tell them, Katie.
Right now, buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off an additional pairs at warbyparker.com/correctopinions. That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at Warby, warbyparker.com/correctopinions. We just got our Thrive box in the mail. I'm really hungry breastfeeding, and so I'm always looking for like new snacks that are healthy but good. Did you tried one of those new little chocolate cashew bites that were in the fridge?
Yeah. Had one of those. Yummy. That's Thrive.
Aren't those good?
They do a lot of fun stuff. Thrive Market. Katie had these coming to the house all the time. I was like, how much money are we spending? And was it $5 a month?
Yeah. And it's
like the to access it. And then you buy groceries.
Yeah. And then you buy groceries that are a lot of times cheaper than the store. They have all the brands that you love. Like I love Simple Mills, the Goodles, which is the like healthier mac and cheese.
Yep. They restrict over 1,000 harmful ingredients. So it's like it's stuff you trust. Like you don't have to read all the labels and stuff.
Right, right. It's much easier to shop for healthy snacks for kids, adults. They even have like soap and household items that you know are like cleaner options that you can get through Thrive.
That's right. So we have a offer for y'all. I mean, it's a game changer, especially if you're a parent. Use our link. All right. So go to thrivemarket.com/correctopinions to get $30 off your first two orders. So you're talking about $5 a month. That adds up. Well, here you go. That's 60 bucks a year, 30 bucks off. Do the math. We just got you. You cannot get this deal on the website, okay? It's through us. So support the show. Go now, thrivemarket.com/correctopinions. You'll get $30 off your first two orders.
So that's like free.
Yeah, that right there covers your membership fee. So sign up now before this exclusive offer ends. thrivemarket.com/correctopinions.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Okay, we'll get to one more submission or two here. Hey, Trey, Katie, and Derek, longtime fan from Georgia.
Oh, hi.
I'm a teen. Oh, young lady here. I was wondering how y'all would handle kids having relationships and the rules y'all will have when they get older. Oh. I listen to the podcast every week. Can't wait to see what y'all say. Well, first and foremost, I'd say do what your parents say.
Yes.
What a life we live in. She's like, I'm going to talk to these other parents.
Yeah.
They seem cool. What were your parents' rules for teen relationships? I don't know this about you. No rules? Because you were boy crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were. Katie's the type, she's never been single.
That's not true at all. It's not true.
You know the type? It's always got a little boy.
Not true.
It is kind of true. And I was the type that almost never had one, a girlfriend. My mom thought I'd die alone. But you?
And as a teenager, we were allowed to date.
Certain age or just any age?
I don't think any of us like
you had a boyfriend in middle school, didn't you?
No, that's the thing. Whoa, I did not really? I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 15, almost 16.
Because you didn't want one or because?
I was taller than all of them.
You were like heading the goal in the soccer field or like and crushing them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just was.
Who wants to date?
I think I just did not care at all. I did not want that. I do the whole like, I have 4 brothers.
When was your first boyfriend? What age?
When I was just about to turn 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you kind of a
dork? Yeah. Yeah.
Were you a little bit?
No, I was just way taller than all the guys. And I honestly just.
That really is how simple it is. They go, well, she's taller than me. I can't possibly.
And know. I didn't want to hang out with I had 4 brothers at home. I didn't want to hang out with guys. I just didn't.
You want to go out? Like, no, thank you. I'm going home to 4 more. My home, you stink.
My home had 4 brothers and all of their friends over. I just like didn't. I hung out with my brother and his friends. Like I was hanging out with guys and stuff, but I just didn't really want to.
You want to race?
I didn't really. Yeah, I was like trying to race them. I wasn't trying to date them. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty much like. We like couldn't go into our rooms. We couldn't go to our bedrooms with, you know, I couldn't go into my room with a guy. We had to be like around other people. I don't know. I feel like pretty like normal rules.
Yeah, because some people do the big. Dirk, do you guys know what you're doing? Some people do the hard and fast, like not till you're 16, not till you're whatever.
Being raised Mormon, it was strict 16. Like you did not go on a date before. So,
what even is dating before that?
Right,
it's not even anything.
I think that's why my parents never gave us like an age, because it was just kind of like, let's see what plays out. And I just don't think any of us had like, you know, maybe a couple of my brothers had like a girlfriend when they're younger than that, but like they weren't, they were just seeing them at school. Yeah, like, yeah. It's not like they were.
I was pretty uninterested in it. Almost to the point where they were like encouraging me. I was like, my boys are the best. We're just playing video games. Why do I want to? And I did get a little girlfriend for a little while in high school. And I genuinely didn't want to hang out with her. I was like, my buddies would be like, have fun with your girlfriend, Trey. We're all going to hang out. I was like, oh.
That's funny. Even in high school?
Yeah.
That is shocking in high school.
No, I feel like really? Is it? And you should. I'm like, dude, you're not going to look back like that ex-girlfriend from high school, the memories. No, you're going to remember those nights with your best buds. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you can date. It's probably going to go bad or not be. You probably won't. You won't be like, so glad I did that. But because I didn't go to prom my senior year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my mother was furious. But that's like one of my greatest. I hung with my buddies. I just take some girl like I don't even really want to hang out with and get dressed up in an outfit I don't want to wear and take pictures I don't want to take and do dances I don't want to dance.
You don't feel like you missed out.
Why would I do any of that?
So you didn't go to prom either year?
I did with my. So with that girlfriend the junior year, and I was like, that wasn't a fun night.
Okay.
You get all dressed up and take these pictures, and you try to pin this flower on each other. It's a disaster. And then you get in a limbo, and yeah.
Feels like maybe you just like had unfun like friends.
What's fun about that? Then you go to this like auditorium and you dance. What am I going to?
I had fun.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was also prom queen, so that's probably why I had fun.
We did a Sadie Hawkins cell for one. And my, so prom was only the upperclassmen, but freshman year we did a little Sadie Hawkins. And this girl asked me by like, you know, this is, I'm sure they still do this. You have to do all these cute ways. It wasn't just like calling you or asking you.
Yeah.
So these boss cookies showed up on my door and every cookie was a letter. That like spelled out whatever the dance was, formal, go with me from whatever her name was, whatever. And I was kind of shocked by this because I didn't really talk to this girl. She was a little bit quieter. Like,
okay.
So I was kind of like, I don't want to do this. My mother was like, well, you absolutely have to. And my dad's like, no, he doesn't. And my dad goes, here, send her these back. And he picked up the N and the O cookie and handed them to me. My mother was appalled.
Yeah.
But I nicely declined.
And did you not go to the dance at all?
I did.
Oh.
See, that's. I don't know.
Wait, no. So this was a big. This is a huge discussion in our home because mom was like, she asked you, you have to go. My dad's like, what do you mean? He's allowed to decide who he wants to go with.
I guess that feels like a.
They go, of course, they taught me you need to contact her and very kindly tell her. You can't ignore.
Yeah, that's a like, I get it. Cause I'm like I would say the same thing to like my daughter. Like if a guy asked her, you don't have to go with him. Right.
Yeah, so it's sexism. Not,
I know. But I think my thing is like, if you, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's fine.
Dude, that was my daughter that asked when he said no.
I know. That's why I'm like, oh, cause Sadie Hawkins feels like a little different of a situation where
that is tough. Dude, that was brutal because, you know, I had buddies who...
Making freshman girls ask the guys is...
Not to brag, I was getting asked.
Oh, that was not your only... How many people asked you?
I think I got three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we're like 15. So I wasn't a monster. It was like a girl I was kind of... Everyone knew this one girl and I like kind of like... Liked each other and she was going to ask me. And this girl I never spoke to ever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A little more context there. Yeah, it wasn't just it's not like I was leading this girl. But St. Augustine was brutal because It's one thing for boys to get shut down. They, you know, they need to prepare for that because they're going to live a long life of rejection. All men do. But these sweet girls, 14 years old.
Yeah, why are they making those?
But also the boys where, you know, I had buddies, you know, a couple of buddies getting asked and a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of friends, they go 3 years straight, no asks.
Maybe.
And you go, what do you tell that guy? You go, I mean, keep your chin up, man.
Maybe that was a point to kind of like let the guys know like this, like how it is to not be asked anything. Maybe it's setting up the guys to make sure that they're asking the girls the other dances.
But doing the dance, it is tough for those boys and girls who are maybe less socially good, maybe a little awkward. It's like the time, it's just heartbreaking.
Because did anyone go in like a friend group? Like,
yeah, of course. As high school went on, you formed your friend groups. That
that
made it better. Allowed those buddies who maybe, hey, let's just all kind of pair up and go as friends. Yeah. That was better, but.
Man,
I have a specific response to this question that was asked. Like, I have a niece who her parents incentivized her. Like, if you reach 16 without kissing a boy, we'll give you $500. What do you guys think of that? Like, is that like crazy?
Little reverse prostitution there?
Oh my gosh.
Smart.
She listens to this pod too.
I think.
Well, I think incentivizing kids with money is funny because I don't ever know any kid who really cares about money. You know, it's like, you know, some kids do. It's like kind of exciting. I got $20, but not really. I don't know of any kid who's really like, I need to start stocking up thousands of dollars. But not really, right? Like, I remember parents to try to teach me, like, we'll pay you a quarter for every point you score in your basketball game. I wasn't out there thinking, I can just lock in. I can make $5 today. Like, when you're in the game, I was like, I don't care about that.
I do think, I agree with us growing up, but I do think that maybe high school kids these days, I don't know. I feel like materialism is like,
it's much, a lot. They're a lot more aware of it.
Yeah. Than like with social media and stuff than we were. I mean, we didn't know what other people were wearing.
Sadly.
So I could see it maybe being a little bit more incentivizing these days, but I feel like with that, I'm like, that feels like a case by case scenario. Maybe they felt like they really needed. They go,
we
to
need
put,
to really, really incentivize this.
We got like a boy crazy
lady.
Girl. We need to. I could see where you're like using your parenting. Like, okay, I know that she values money. We want to keep her. You know, I could see that playing out.
Yeah, but. That could have bought some Hollister cologne and some jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's I probably would have been.
That's 16. She cashes in and she just. It just goes on a spree for a total makeover. Yeah. She's like, I'm ready, boys.
Yeah. My gosh.
Like, oh, no. Yeah, it's going to be scary times. I don't even want to think about it. But mainly the daughter, right? The boys, the daughter scary. Well, you just know our daughter's going to go through it. You're like, this guy's a punk and he's got my daughter.
Yeah.
Let's get to a couple of clips that are funny. Katie found this. Play this first clip for us, Derek.
I feel like this is going viral, so you might have seen this before.
Might have seen this. It says, text messages from the mom's group chat at a school. So it's like your daughter's school. We got all these moms in group chat. And it's like someone AI'd, made it like an AI song out of the conversation.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, slightly awkward one, but could we maybe agree on some basic rules around lunchboxes? Of course. Is this about allergies?
No, nothing allergy-related.
Ava came home really upset yesterday because one of the girls had Oreos in her lunch.
Oh, why was she upset?
We don't allow that kind of thing at home, so obviously she wanted them when she saw someone else eating them. Okay. I thought there had been an allergy issue or something.
No.
I just wondered if we could agree not to send things like
Oreos, chocolate, etc.
So the kids aren't comparing lunches. I mean, I sent the Oreos.
Oh.
Okay. Would you mind maybe not sending them again? Just because Ava was really upset about it, and I think it would be easier if we're all consistent.
I don't really think we can control
what anyone else packs, though.
I'm not trying to control anyone.
Kind of I'm just asking everyone to be considerate with respect.
I am not changing my daughter's lunch
because your daughter wants an Oreo.
And there's part two and part three that go
maybe
on.
Agree on some
That's
where it just like it's a continue. I mean, it's like a full week conversation of this mom continuously being like,
yeah, like I don't know, yeah, I don't know. Figure out your daughter's Oreo obsession. Yeah,
it goes on to where this mom who's obsessed with not having the Oreos checks this girl's lunch when the mom leaves and texts like, I checked your daughter's lunch. There's an Oreo in it.
There's She's Oreos like, in there,
Did
dude.
Did you touch my daughter's lunch? Like, it was just, yeah.
Preparing lunches is real. It's tough out here. I remember my mommy packed my lunch every day, and us lunchbox packed lunch kids got bullied by the cafeteria kids. They go, oh, must be nice. The little
There's
mama's boy.
A little bit of that.
And they found out one of the biggest predictors.
She'd pack a little tiny disposable cup that would have like maybe some salsa in it for me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And then there'd be every now and then on the napkin, it'd be a little note, love you. And then I had to hide that. Of course. A couple of days ago, boys would grab it and show everyone.
Mm-hmm. I plan on putting that in our kids' lunches.
You will?
Yeah.
What will you write on it? Mommy loves you.
Yeah. Love you. Have a good day. Maybe do like something.
Did your mommy write on your napkin?
Yeah. Or on the outside of the brown bag. On the outside of the bag. So that was pretty obvious. Mm. But I was a girl. I didn't care.
Or get a Bible verse on there. My mom sometimes throw that on there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's good. My mom packed my lunch too. We were spoiled.
I had every day I'd use the napkin as a little placemat.
Oh.
And then I had one buddy who'd always try to steal my napkin. He'd go, you're not using it. I go, I'm clearly using it. And then we'd get in altercations, and then I'd punch his sandwich, and then he'd punch my sandwich. I lost a few sandwiches that way.
Yeah, that feels...
You ever heard of boys playing the sandwich game? You know this, Derek?
No, I don't.
This was a church camp game, and then I experienced it a little at the fraternity. I mean, just a horrible game that I... Only dorks played, but it was just like you're trying to enjoy your lunch, and it was this weird. It was like, oh, this is gonna be fun. So you have a sandwich, and it's safe if you have an item on top of it, like a fry on top or something. That means it's safe. But if you forget to put something on top of your sandwich, you set it down, it's fair game to get punched.
So you'd be sitting
there,
and
your sandwich
would
be sitting there. And someone come by and just smash your sandwich and ruin it.
What?
Yeah.
Boys are so weird.
So weird. I go, what? Can I just eat my sandwich?
Can't you just say hi to each other without
harming
it? That's the only way you can say hi is doing stuff like that.
Yeah, dude. We're trying to make friends. Talking's obviously out of the question. So we're going to try to ruin each other's day and see if that can kind of get it going.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One more clip here. Then we'll get to our new segment alert of Katie's advice on newborns. Because you're an expert now. And I know there's people out there expecting their first or maybe about to go through it again or consider it one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, you're expert because you are the baby guru. I call you that guru. You go, he needs to poop. I go, what? And I argue all the time. I always argue. I go, what? How could you possibly know that?
Funny.
And then 2 hours later, he's like.
And he's all better.
And he's all better. And you go, see? And it's weird. It's like you're a witch. You're a baby witch. And you go, I know. He's got to poop in there.
I'm just in tune with my newborn.
And they found that one of the biggest predictors for the couple to stay together versus getting divorced was this thing around a bid for connection. The Gottman Institute. They did this study. It's called bids for connection.
So break it down for me.
A bid for connection is when someone makes a comment that sounds like a throwaway comment. A married couple is sitting together and the husband might say, well, look at that bird.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you look at the bird. It's just a bird. They're not really into birds. Who cares, ultimately? But if the partner either ignores it or goes, ah, or dismisses it, you didn't pick up that bid for connection.
Sure.
If the partner says, yeah, wow, look at that bird. Oh, there's another one there. And if your partner picks it up, bang, that's a connection. And then you get that connection, connection, connection. It's these tiny things, but if your partner is never picking up that bid for connection, eventually you stop throwing out that bid, right? Mm. So then the only time you talk is for things that have to be spoken about, important things.
Yeah.
But then all those little spontaneous conversations die.
Have we talked about this or did we?
I don't know, but all I know is whenever I come to you and I'll be like, man, fantasy football's coming up, I'm really excited. And you go, literally stop talking about that. And then you'll be like, I really, do you like this outfit? Or I have nothing to wear. I go, if you bring this up to me again, and we're badly in love.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a study. The studies show, you've heard of this, studies say roasting your partner makes relationships stronger. So sure, bid for connection, you weak couples that are need to work on connection. We're roasting each other and we've never been stronger.
That's our connection.
If you were on the porch, you go, look at that bird. I'd say, yeah, what are you, a bird watcher now? I'd make fun of you.
Uh-huh.
And we'd laugh and.
But that is, I guess, still, that's still connecting. We just connect.
Exactly. And that's how we connect.
Uh-huh. We like He's to beautiful. Keep each other nice and humble.
Call you back. And I go, calm down now, princess. Yeah. And yeah, sure, to other people, they think, wow, these people can't be doing well. But by the end of that convo, we were laughing and saying, I love you, miss you.
I don't really remember the laughing, but I do there think was giggles we did say love there. You. Yeah. Yeah, every couple is different. We've learned that. I feel like we have definitely learned that over, you know, when you first, everyone starts to get married and you're kind of like, why are they doing that? Or like, what's going on there? And we kind of quickly realized, like, I bet people are kind of saying that about us. Like, are they good? Oh, sure. They're kind of like making fun of each other a lot. And yeah, here we are. Are you?
Is that a man's shirt?
You got a good one? You're about to comment on my outfit. Is that a woman's shirt?
I do think you have a more masculine shirt on than I do right now.
I agree.
And
but you know what this
you
is?
Bought me this shirt, so now what are we doing?
This is a breastfeeding shirt. See how the snaps go all the way down here? So I can just kind of
bam
pop it open.
Yeah, the breastfeeding shirts. You're right. There needs to we need to improve that market, don't we?
Okay, I was
you
looking,
always talk about this.
I know. I mean, I like this shirt. I need to work on the styling of it, but I was looking at this other website that had breastfeeding clothes. I was like, oh my gosh, a whole like section, pages of breastfeeding clothes that was in the US. Australia has a couple of really cool brands that are
I believe
clothes.
It. They're well dressed over
and
there.
And that's what this is. That's
the pregnant women here. They go ahead and look like a homeless woman or a homed man. Those are your options. If you want to pop one
Australia.
Out and feed somebody. Oh, that is?
But the American options
I mean,
are,
I'm teasing you. That it's a cute shirt.
I know. The American options are like.
They're just shawls.
They're like trad wife vibes.
So is it what you wore to bed last night?
Yeah.
What you had on? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like trad wife vibes. And so it's really, there's no, I was looking through this entire website and I'm like, it's just not my style. Like it's just very, very girly and just not my style. And I'm like, so in America, the only women who are breastfeeding apparently are really, you know, girly.
They got
women.
Eye patches on in public.
No, like they're wearing like
pink
dresses every day, which is just not me, which there's nothing
is
wrong
that
with
showing
that.
Your muumuu? Those are breastfeeding clothes?
No. But
well, that's confusing branding.
That is confusing branding. I see where you're going there.
Let's get to our new segment alert. Katie's Advice Corner. She's an expert now. Katie, for the people listening, tell us. Give us a few quick tips, practical tips on newborn life.
The first one is going to be for like the woman who, if you're about to have a baby and you're about to be postpartum, something that I did better this time than I did the other times, which is super helpful, is to go ahead and think about and set aside 5 to 7 outfits that you can wear postpartum. They don't even have to be nice. Like I've been joking about like dressing nicely. You're postpartum. They don't have to be nice. They can be sweats. But it is really hard to shower and get dressed and stuff when you're postpartum. If you just go ahead and have a week's worth of outfits that you can just wash and repeat that are easy to breastfeed if you're breastfeeding, that kind of stretch as your body is like adjusting, it makes it so much better. I feel like I did that this time. I had like probably only 3 or 4, honestly, but it's like I could shower and get dressed quickly and not be crying in my closet. And I would highly recommend doing that.
Okay. You think a lot of women have that issue?
Yeah, it's hard to get dressed when you're postpartum. So if you can put a little just a little bit of thought into it, like before having the baby, I do think it is helpful.
And it's for the husband too.
What do you mean?
Okay, never mind. What do you mean?
Oh, this is when I say.
Yeah, is the husband involved in any of this advice? How you treat him or?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll check out.
The second one is something I say to Trey, and I feel like I've said it to my friends too before. Just like, your baby is not a robot. We believe in a schedule. Even if your baby is scheduled to a T, it's not a robot. It's not going to sleep and eat and do all the things exactly when you want it to. And I feel like it's so easy to get like zoned in and caught up in that. Like even last night I said this to you, or this morning, because Miles is not doing like the longest, like both of our other kids were sleeping a lot longer at this point. I was like, well, he's just not a robot. We're doing the same things. It's just not, he'll get there. It's just, you know, figure it out. My last advice is, I feel like I've said this one before, but I do think it's very true. Whatever it is that feels really hard right now, it's just a season. Like your pregnancy, you know, will end. Your like pain from having a kid will end. Your boobs will eventually stop hurting. Eventually. So
it'll end when
It might be longer than you think.
Yeah, but my only point, it's just, if you've never had a baby before, it's just way worse than you think.
But it, then it
also way better. But it's right. Way I remember, I was so cocky, and I was like, I mean, people come, this can't be that bad. It's unreal. And I'm glad we're 8 weeks in. I told you the other day, and you know what's bad too. Every time I ever try to be positive about a baby, like, man, 8 weeks, I feel like we've kind of, the worst is behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, no one lets me say that. They go, well, don't speak too soon. I go, let me say. We woke up every 2 hours and you're postpartum. That's improved. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. How long have been going on?
About an hour. Hey, wait, Katie, real quick. Your last two points of advice. I have something like specifically for that. Like your kid's not a robot and you're only in a season. Like I know my kid's not a robot, but I feel like I've been in the, my toddler's been knocking over his milk at dinner season. I know he's not a robot, so he makes accidents, but it's been going for a year now.
Oh.
What do we do there?
Like
every,
at a,
every
like,
meal, it's he bumps his milk and it tips over.
Like an accident? Or like
it's
a,
accident,
out of
but that accident happened. Complete accident.
Okay.
No
okay.
Anger. He's the sweetest boy. He doesn't okay. Have anger bone in him. But I mean, it's, we've been in that season way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a lot of seasons last a while.
Yeah.
Maybe
our 3.5-year-old still, he refuses to sit on the bar stool. We sit at our kitchen island. He sits on the bar stool. He sits, he teeters on the edge with like one leg. Once a week, he falls out of the bar stool dead on the ground, screaming, crying. It's unbelievable. It boggles the mind. I go, how have you not, like most children, they okay, fall down hurts. I'll change. He falls out of the bar stool once a week. He's done it for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, astonishing.
It used to be every day. We have improved a little bit. It used to be every
day.
We
had to keep that booster way beyond his age to strap him in because he couldn't stay in it.
Yeah.
Controversial take. I think that is a gender thing. I think my daughters have learned stuff after one accident.
Yes.
My boy keeps trying the same thing over
that's
and over.
That's a fair.
Very fair.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not hopefully this doesn't happen. I don't think Eva has fallen off of it once yet.
No. Not once. Amazing. Thanks, Recties. We love you guys. Give us 5 stars. We'll talk to you next week. And hopefully, I got a show this weekend. We're back.
You do. Wow.
Shout out Alma, Arkansas. So if any of you all around, say what's up. First one back. It'll be a lot of fun. And then got a couple going on soon. And we're announcing some club dates in September. But one's already on sale and playing Palm Beach, Florida in December.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's out with her. So get those if you're in Florida. Cool. Love you guys. Talk next week. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream, Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.